Apparently, Tanya Tucker showed up and got a little intoxicated. And
No.
Yeah, she had to be calmed down a little bit. I guess that was the scuttlebutt that went around to the refreshment stands in Cedar Point, right? That's the story I heard, so I'm just reporting it.
Well,
so.
she Right, right. A song called fighting fire with fire, we're pushing back and leaning in. Wagon's gonna open up this cage.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
gonna shake it up.
Woo! Donna, in a world much in need of being shaken. Up.
Absolutely.
And one in which everyone is settling some scores.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And particularly
everybody's showing up the shore.
November 4th, doors open at 5:30. And again, we'll be honoring many people in the community. A tribute to our late great graphic artist Charlie Einstein.
MC at both ComFest and at Hot Times, and interestingly enough, on Monday there was to be a song written, and apparently Suzanne asked me to write. Maybe we were, but see, Daryl's not actually in the band. He was at one point in the old Jewish Men, till I had to fire him. But that's another story.
Okay.
But he's actually
He's played with us at Confess once. He's played with us at Confess once in a while, but I, you know, Rosie and I have been playing music together a long time. But
yeah.
Somehow, completely forgot. The Lost EP by Donna McGavro. Let's start a search.
I think I
did
it at a Marathon Studio.
I bet you Bela, Dan Dow, Ron House, one of those guys. Somewhere, Kurt Schieber, buried somewhere maybe. I don't know.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you release that in Columbus, though?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Was there any local label that ever helped you out? Yeah, there were, right? No?
No.
Wasn't there work with the race car team, as Bob Sauls used to call them, the race car team that doubled as
a but I've gotten a lot of local support in this town, which is why I'm still able to do it.
Well, you did go to Nashville for a while, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Tell us the Nashville story.
Oh, boy.
Well,
that was like during a time that was, you know, that was in the... Really just off-the-wall music, you know, stuff that you don't hear. Who used to use that line? Stuff you don't hear every day, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, and so now, I mean, it's like on my number six button there, you know?
There you go.
I only listen to...
Number six.
I only... Well,
we're number six. No, I understand.
I listen to three radio stations. Three radio... radio stations at all, you know. Okay, so I will do the title track, which is a song that I am taking from. I did record this on my live CD, and it's been a and it will be the title track of the CD called The End of the Drive, and the thing is that there is no end.
Yeah. There you go.
November 4th. Doors open 5:30. Ace of Cups.
Mm-hmm.
I've never played the Ace of Cups. I can't wait.
And yeah, I haven't.
I remember when it was a bank.
It was. Yeah, it was my bank for a little while.
I was at and then it was a restaurant.
Quite a while. Yeah, wasn't
from
it?
Small
restaurant. Yeah, right. So that's what started that. Yeah, so that should be a whole. Oh, and there's the food truck out back. Oh, Yellow Brick Pizza will have. Not the roast beef.
Yellow Brick.
Which is even better for vegetarians, people that want more options rather than just meat. So, you know, there was something I mentioned for a minute there about dogs, because I ran into you a number of times walking dogs. So I know you dogs are one of your things.
Yes.
Right? So do you still have several? Or
I personally do not have any dogs.
No dogs.
I love on other people's dogs.
There you go. There you go. There's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
The other thing is, are you still involved with the band camp thing? Or?
Girls Rhythm Rock Camp?
Yes.
No, because I have a day job now walking dogs, so I can't.
That explains why I see you walking dogs. Maybe that never came up in our conversation. All right.
I mean, I still support it.
But a good cause that Donna has worked towards.
You know, still do fundraisers for them. And,
right.
Yeah.
But have you ever played Walking the Dog?
I did through and barked through a harmonica, as a matter of fact. And Matt Newman said he'd never seen anyone something great. I don't know what Johnny Go said, but
Libby Gregory. Right?
There you go. I got one of those. Editor. Little brothers once upon a time. So, yes.
So yeah, and again, Mary Jane, I go back to the mid-90s with her. She helped write the first legalized cannabis, medical marijuana, and hemp. And we circulated it in 1997. Didn't get enough.
It's a long struggle, isn't it?
Boy, don't you remember, don't you remember thinking, boy, I hope I live to see the day that they legalize.
Some of us do.
Yeah. We've medicalized it.
Well, it was always partially medical.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it was self-medication.
Keeps you mellow, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
You didn't go out shooting anybody.
Yeah, I used to work with juvenile delinquents, and if they were just stoned, they were fine by me. But if they were drunk, they were a handful.
Yeah.
But, you know, there you go. So.
And we're also honoring the outstanding community organization, Black Queer Intersectional Columbus.
Tell us a little bit about that, Bob.
Well, it really kind of comes out of the Black Pride 4 incident and tensions within the various community is that when the police attacked at the... were we familiar with that incident? Mm-mm. Yeah, well, again, the... there was a small group of people, four, by the way, that's why the Black Pride Board, who were doing a moment of silence for trans people.
They wanted like 5 or 7 minutes, right?
Oh, okay.
And the police, Columbus police, violating the orders of the day, which were to stand down. In fact, Lori Gum, who is in charge of the parade, had gone to the police and said, you know, we don't want any incidents.
That was just a few years ago.
Sure.
Right,
brand new group, right. But what's really impressed us, they're putting on, you know, an alternative festival, but a lot of it is very educational, where there's a lot of discussion and interacting with the community itself around
an educational festival.
Yeah. Good music, too. It's a great education.
And then down the list, the Free Press.
Comes in routinely and takes.
Was around here just a second ago, as a matter of fact, helping out.
And goes and distributes them.
Gotta have that guy.
Yeah.
And then your old partner's award named for your old partner, Bill Moss.
Bill Moss, mm-hmm. Yeah. Robbing the system, they were stealing money.
I remember that being on
children.
WCBE had, and they probably still have the school board meetings, and Moss was pounding on the table. Jeff, right?
Right, and Bill Moss, who again was, when he died, Entertainment Weekly called him the Berry Gordy of Columbus.
He was much Cap involved Soul with local records. Music. Cap Soul was great. Yeah. Absolutely. Squeeze one more song.
Yeah, why don't you give us one more?
Okay.
Yeah, nothing long, okay? 3 minutes.
I've cut them all off, believe me.
There you go, darling. Get them on the radio.
All right, well, we'll do this tearjerker.
Awards event. Hear more Donna McGavro. She tells me she's got a lot of songs ready to go.
Well, of course she does.
CDs coming up. Mm-hmm. And again, it's at the Ace of Cups, 2619 North High Street, November 4th, this Monday.
Monday at 5:30 p.m. We're going to have a knees up time, right?
Right on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great.
And tell your friends about the radio station.
You can hear
these guys.
Show.
Look out.
WGRN. Bob Trey's lobby.
Wouldn't be the first time. Right?
Donna McGavro needs her own show to come in once in a while and entertain the masses.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.